There's outrage in England this week over the apparent success of an American businessman, Malcolm Glazer, owner of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of the National Football League. And his transatlantic offense is that he's mounted a takeover of the legendary English soccer team, Manchester United. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us, as he does most Fridays. Stefan, an American buying one of the world's most prestigious soccer clubs, well, you can certainly see how that would be shocking to fans.
Yeah, absolutely. And then this takeover and the fan opposition has been building slowly over the last few months. Yesterday, Malcolm Glazer bought enough shares to give him and his family control of around 75% of the team, and he's made a formal offer for the rest. For fans over there, it's beyond shocking. It's horrifying. They're threatening to boycott games and merchandise. They're staging protest rallies. An effigy of Malcolm Glazer was burned in Manchester yesterday. And all of this is before the Glazers have announced any plans for how they would run the team.
So what's the real problem here?
Well, the real problem, I think, is that Malcolm Glazer is an American. And Americans, of course, don't know anything about what the rest of the world calls football. And this is even as the U.S. gets better and better at the sport and as more Americans go over to Europe and succeed. Some of these feelings are understandable. U.S. money and increasingly on-field talent are seen as an encroachment on the sport. It's sort of as if a European businessman from a country that has nothing to do with baseball bought the New York Yankees. But in a lot of ways, it's worse because of this strong pre-existing resentment toward the U.S. when it comes to soccer.
But for the fans, it's not entirely reactionary or overtly emotional. They've also raised business concerns about the new ownership.
Yeah, the Glazers' bid values Manchester United at around $1.5 billion. To finance that, they plan to borrow a lot of money. And the fear is that they're going to have to spend so much paying down debt that they won't be able to afford to acquire new players, and they'll have to do things like increasing ticket prices or selling naming rights to Manchester United's beloved old stadium, Old Trafford.
So why would the Glazers want to get involved in owning something that's so culturally sensitive? This does on its face seem like a potential nightmare in terms of public relations.
It does, but the outcry in all likelihood is going to subside once it becomes clear that the Glazers don't intend to overhaul Manchester United or tell team officials who should start at center half. Their MO in Tampa Bay has been to let the football people operate the football side of the franchise. This guy isn't George Steinbrenner or Dan Snyder, the owner of the Washington Redskins, getting heavily involved in the on-field stuff. The attraction for them is that Manchester United is one of the greatest sports properties on the planet. They have the opportunity to run a sports business that has a lot fewer restrictions than the NFL does. In the NFL, everything is centrally controlled, broadcasting, merchandising, licensing. Here they've got a chance to do whatever they want in a lot of business areas.
So, okay, the attraction is understandable. What about the risks?
Well, the main one is that European soccer operates on a very different business model than the NFL does. There's no salary caps in European soccer. There's more potential player movement, and the cost of acquiring players is in some ways a lot higher. Teams have to pay players, but on top of that, they have to pay transfer fees to get them from other clubs. So it's fair to wonder how the Glazers are going to have the cash to do that.
And what's the upshot for Americans who love English soccer?
It should be great for American soccer fans. The U.S. market has been perceived as underserved by European clubs. I think you could see the Glazers absolutely try to tap into the U.S. more. One way to do that would be to have an exhibition tour every summer. Another thing that I think we'll see is that the Glazers are going to become real popular with the top U.S. league, Major League Soccer. It's been trying to strengthen connections with big-name teams from overseas. This will be a great way to do that.
Thanks, Stefan. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers sports and the business of sports for The Wall Street Journal.